Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Let's welcome in Josh Klingler, who will be on the sideline in Buffalo Sunday afternoon for the Chiefs Radio Network. You'll hear him right here on 96.5 The Fan. We were talking during the random question of the day, Kling, about Halloween. Now, your kids are both out of the house now, right? Or at least at college at this point. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you even mess with Halloween anymore?
Well, we discussed it, and yeah, I thought, well, we're going to be home Friday. I don't want to, like, sit in the house and, like, not have the light on, so we're going to pass out candy, but we'll see. I bought extra just so I'd have some to eat, so
I'm hoping
it pays off.
What's the busyness? You sound not excited about it at all. What's the busyness level of your neighborhood, trick-or-treating-wise? I feel like it's all gone down since trunk-or-treating existed.
Yeah, it really has. It's like really hit and miss, like, there was one year I know, like, my daughter and her friends were like, we're just going to stay here and hand out candy. And they were so excited. It was like a couple of years ago. And they were like, this was so boring. Like, no kids came by. And it was really kind of slow. So we'll see. If not, I don't mind eating leftover candy. I think that's right in my wheelhouse.
Kling, what do you make about the signing the Chiefs are going to make of Mike Pinnell? Look, I know that they haven't made it official. Blair Kirchhoff a minute ago said, no word from the Chiefs on Mike Pinnell, but his jersey is hanging with gear in the locker room. So I'm going to take that as a sign as Mike Pinnell is a Chief, and it's not just happenstance. He came to visit a day after getting cut. How much do they need kind of just defensive line depth? What do you think he adds to the team?
Well, I mean, I think he adds familiarity. I mean, look, they wanted him to be a part of the team at the end of training camp, and I think he kind of ran into that veteran that you could manipulate in terms of contract, and, you know, wanted to bring him back to the practice squad and probably do the elevation every week kind of thing. And for whatever reason, that didn't work out. And he kind of went and did the same thing in Cincinnati. And so, I think he gets the drill, right? So he's going to come here. He's going to play limited amount of snaps, but has a definitive role every time he's been here and has come up with some big plays in short bursts. So it feels like the familiarity aspect, which is big for the Chiefs. I think if they're not familiar with you, if we've seen this over and over and over again, it's hard to create a role for you. I don't know whether it's just what they do being a little more difficult or their unwillingness. I don't know where that line is, but clearly if you come in, you know, mid-season, they're going to have a hard time finding a main role for you, right? So might as well bring a guy back that has familiarity, that's had some success in your defense before.
The other roster part to keep an eye on as well, other than Josh Simmons, is the injury to Isaiah Pacheco, where
right. It
sure feels like he's not going to play on Sunday, and they might use the bye week to make sure that knee is right for him. What do you think that does for the backfield, not only with, you know, Elijah Mitchell, who's been inactive, but I like the role they have Kareem Hunt right now. You know, he's very effective in short yards. I'm a little concerned if they try to ask him to do more, does that have a trickle-down effect that hurts everything else that's been working right?
Well, would we have a problem if they asked Rashard Smith to do more?
I hope so. I hope that's what happens.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I would maybe envision, you can't keep Kareem Hunt in his same role, but Do you ask him to do an extra drive, you know, and then you mm-hmm. use more Breshad Smith? I think that's probably a possibility. You know, I can you even imagine Elijah Mitchell factoring in the situation at this point in time? I would say no. He's been inactive every week. So is it two back this week and try to get by? Maybe. But yeah, I'd like to see that scenario where you add a little bit more to Kareem Hunt and then you add maybe a bunch more for Breshad Smith for a week and see how it goes. You know, Pacheco was lobbying to go back in the other day, guys. Like he was on the medical table. They checked out the knee. They gave him the thumbs up. He kind of jumped up and grabbed the helmet and was lobbying, you know, Coach Reed to go back in. And I think they kind of said, you know, the game's out of reach. Let's back you off. And he kind of said, yeah, okay. And then I saw him in the locker room and he didn't look down or anything like, you know, this is going to be anything, but obviously, you know, maybe further medical tests or the next morning, it felt a little bit different. And now maybe it's a week to week thing. So certainly didn't look at all that serious at the time and he didn't treat it as such. So hopefully it's shorter rather than longer, but you know, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world to give him a breather. You want those two guys as fresh as possible later on in the season, not, you know, end of October.
I think one of the other ways they can do it, Kling, and it's not being discussed quite as much, is they'll just hand the ball off to Worthy or Rashee Rice.
Rashee Rice is a massive part of, and you know, they've shown a little bit of that. And I think that you're just scratching the surface of what he can do too. So yeah, I think they almost would probably scheme around it. Not to say you wouldn't activate another running back, but you'd maybe just have an emergency extra running back and scheme around it for a week.
How do you feel about this matchup versus the Bills versus previous years? I feel like this is one of the more confident I've been going into it. I know that doesn't make sense based on record, and it's not that the Bills are a bad team. They just don't feel as scary or as dominant as they've been in previous years, and it might just be because the Chiefs, Kling, are playing excellent football right now and blowing opponents out. Where are you with this matchup on Sunday?
Yeah, I think it's both. I think the Bills look a little susceptible. Certainly, I mean, they're going back to the well defensively too, right?
Like, yeah, grabbing, they just lost the defensive lineman.
Former players to come back. The Ed Oliver injury is a big one for them. You know, and their ability to get after the quarterback a little bit. I don't know how good they are in the secondary. So I think defensively they look like they're you know, not quite maybe as imposing as they've been in other years. You still have Josh Allen and James Cook to think about. That's still a handful matchup, I think, for the Chiefs defense. But I'm with you. I'm probably more confident in this one than I have been in other matchups, because it just feels like the Chiefs are, you know, pick your poison. How are you going to defend this team, right? They seemingly, you did the one thing you could do to them, and that was get them to turn the football over, but you didn't score points on it last week. And then at halftime, they decided to, you know, put fuel in the engine and blow you away. So offensively, they look like they just have too many things to try to slow down. And then what can you say about the defense? It's just slammed the door on people the last, since the Jacksonville game, right? It seemingly have kind of turned the corner and said, we're not doing this anymore. And so, yeah, I'm really confident heading into this one. Maybe that's a bad thing, being so confident heading into this matchup. But the Chiefs also need this game, too. I mean, you guys have been talking about it. This next stretch of games is pretty huge if you're thinking about, well, one, you got to win the division, right? I you know, don't put yourself in a position to have to still get a playoff spot. Go win the division. So you got some things to do before you can get to that point. And this next stretch of games will probably go a long way to determining, you know, how much you're scrambling at the end.
Kling, like a lot of us in Kansas City, you've covered the entire Andy Reid era. He can say all he wants a couple of weeks ago that they're always this aggressive. They aren't, and they are now. And we have been, I think, all as a community, advocating for it for years. What do you make of the new look Andy Reid in the aggressiveness department?
Well, I like the fact that there's almost no question. Like, I stand, obviously, on the sidelines. Usually the special teams guys are warming up behind me. So it's the specialists, right? Winchester and Ariza and Butker are all warming up behind me. And, you know, a lot of times they'll be, you know, kind of almost jumping in front of me, ready to go in, right? And now there's like, well, the offense is out there and Pat's calling for a play. So, like, we'll just hang back. I thought for sure they were kicking a field goal the other day.
On the fourth and three one, that was the one I was like, I couldn't believe you went for it. I can't remember another time Andy went for a play like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's like 95% he's putting the points on the board and kicking the field goal. So it's seemingly like a change of identity. The willingness, well, they've had success doing it too, right? And it's not just short yardage. They can kind of do whatever. I just think there's just so much confidence in this offense. And then I think backed up by the confidence in the defense, like, okay, if you put the defense in a spot, well, is it the worst thing in the world? You're putting them in a spot at the 3-yard line defensively? No, probably not. So why not roll the dice a few more times? But I think it's their lack of indecision on it. They're just going and not, you know, taking the time and maybe letting the clock run down and taking a timeout and deciding whether or not you're going to do it. It's been kind of, from what I've seen operationally, it's we're going right now and here's the play. Let's go.
We're talking to Josh Klingler here on 96.5 The Fan. You'll hear him on the Chiefs radio network here on The Fan Sunday afternoon when the Chiefs take on the Buffalo Bills. He joins us each and every Wednesday here on Cody and Gold. The trade deadline will happen before we talk to you again. Do you think we're going to be sitting here after Tuesday at 3 o'clock that the Chiefs make a move or two?
I mean, who's available? I mean, I think it really largely depends on who's available. I still think defensive line, you could try to find something that would make sense at either end or tackle and try to boost that spot. I don't know where else you're really looking. I still don't think running back, you know, has not made sense to me for several weeks based on the way they use their current running backs. Now, would you like there to be a more dynamic look in that regard? Maybe eventually, yes. But for this season, I feel like they're set at that spot. So to me, unless there's some other weird, you know, injury they need to cover for, I guess I would still be looking at defensive line and probably defensive line only. I don't know if you get any takers for some of the stuff they have to maybe acquire, you know, draft picks. I don't know how viable any of that is. But, you know, I think defensive line, and that's probably about all you'd need to be looking at this point.
I got to say, I feel like there's a chance, or at least a decent chance, that somebody comes calling about their corners. Like, they have healthy scratches from Christian Fulton, who was a target of a bunch of teams in the NFL. Joshua Williams' name has come up before. Like, Kling, I think it might be they ship one defensive lineman out, but I think there's a chance one corner leaves.
Yeah, I mean, if you can get a taker, I think you're all for it. I've always been in the camp of you can never have too many corners, and when you think you have enough, then you run into problems. So I'm always like, I'm all in favor of stockpiling corners, but it'd usually be like younger corners, right? Plus they have like the Kevin Knowles kid that's been brought up a couple times, and they seemingly like him. He plays on special teams as well. So it does feel like that they're in a spot of being able to move from that. If you're talking about those two specific guys that are, you know, don't really have a role in Fulton, albeit they like Williams on special teams, but he doesn't have as much of a role defensively. So something like that, if a team came calling, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you listen?
I guess from the next 3-game perspective, obviously no one's going to have a more difficult 3-game stretch at Buffalo, at Denver, at home versus the current AFC leaders, Indianapolis. Rank those games in importance for the Chiefs. What do you think is the most and least important?
I think at this stage, Denver is probably the most important.
I agree.
Secondarily, Buffalo from like a fan talk psyche perspective.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
Like Buffalo's still the rival. Whoever else is rising in the AFC, we all expect Buffalo will be a team you have to contend with in the postseason. And then probably the Colts after that. And that's no disrespect to what they're doing. You know, are they for real? I don't know. I just look at the quarterback matchup. Like, come on. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we still look at quarterback matchups, right? And
yep.
You can't tell me that's anywhere close to the same stratosphere when that game comes up. Granted, they do some other things you're going to have to contend with in the run game, obviously. But, you know, you still get coach quarterback, and you're like, come on, is that? So that's number three for me. Maybe in a couple weeks when it's the biggest game in the NFL, we'll have a different answer. But for now, it's probably Denver the most important because you got to chase down the division. You can't let them out too far. And then Buffalo for the mental aspect.
Josh Klingler, appreciate it, man. We'll be listening Sunday afternoon right here on The Fan.
I was also told no snow in Buffalo, so I'm all about it.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, we thought it said like 50 degrees, which is not bad.
Yeah. I'll take it.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
For Champions League. Every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.